Let's read together Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. In these last two verses of Philippians 3, we have an important focus of Christian living. We should remember that life here on this earth is only temporary. We look forward to our eternal home in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Well, let's consider a few background notes first of all. Chapter 3 of Philippians deals with false teaching. It's not that the church at Philippi was directly involved in false teaching. No. But Paul was warning the Philippians about the dangers of false teaching and the distorting influences of false teaching. First of all, there was the danger of the false teaching of Judaism. Judaism said that you were not saved or sanctified by Christ alone. You had to keep the law and the traditions. Your works were meritorious. It was not just a matter of God's grace and your faith. Well, that false teaching is soundly refuted in the first half of Philippians 3. So if you're ever dealing with religious people who think that their good works will get them into heaven, have them read Philippians 3, verses 8 and 9. But indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Now in verses 12 through 14, the teaching of perfectionism is shown to be false. No Christian can become perfect in this life. Not even the Apostle Paul. Look there in verse 12. He says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on." We should sin less as we grow in Christ, but we cannot become sinless in this life. Now in verses 17 through 19, the false teaching of antinomianism or lawlessness is refuted. There is liberty and freedom in Christ, but we are not to abuse that liberty and turn it into license. The Christian is free from the law as to the means of salvation and sanctification, but we are not lawless. We follow Christ. Now, in verses 20 and 21, we have an important focus of Christian living, particularly in contrast to the false teaching of perfectionism on the one hand and this antinomianism or lawlessness on the other hand. In contrast to the antinomians who set their minds on earthly things, see there in verse 19, who mind earthly things, spiritual Christians set their minds on heavenly things because their citizenship is in heaven. Verse 20, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in contrast to the perfectionists who think that they can attain perfection in this life, spiritual Christians look forward to the perfection of the resurrection body, which will be conformed to the Lord's glorious body. Verse 21, the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Well, so much for background notes. Doctrinal point number one, the believer's earthly life is only temporary. The believer's earthly life is only temporary. Now, we all know this truth, but do we practice it? So often we are like those denounced in verse 19. We set our minds on earthly things. Now, the Bible is not saying here that we should be so heavenly minded that we are no longer any earthly good. No, the point here is that we need to remember that our earthly life is only temporary. as we used to sing in Sunday school. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The illustration that Paul uses in verse 20 is that of citizenship. The Philippian believers would understand this illustration very well because Philippi was a Roman colony. We learned that in Acts chapter 16. So the Philippians were the proud citizens of Rome while they were living in Philippi as colonists, a long distance from Rome. In the same way, you see, a Christian should be a proud citizen of heaven while living here on this earth. We should remember that our earthly life is only temporary. Our permanent citizenship is in heaven. That's our home. Right now, we are ambassadors here on this earth, as 2 Corinthians 5:20 says. Illustration. Margie and I spent several weeks recently in the Far East for ministry purposes. We visited Japan, China, and Korea. Well, we had a great time and enjoyed getting used to other cultures. We even learned to use chopsticks the right way. But here's the point now. We never forgot that we were citizens of the USA. While we enjoyed those countries and getting used to those cultures and so forth, we never forgot that we were citizens of the U.S. We were only in the Far East temporarily. We were not there to settle down. Buying land there did not appeal to us in the slightest way. And it was great to get back to our home country. Do you see the illustration? The believer should look forward to heaven as home and not settle down here on earth. The believer's earthly life is only temporary. Doctrinal point number two. The believer's earthly body is only temporary. The believer's earthly body is only temporary. Verse 21 says that the Lord Jesus will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Right now, we have earthly bodies that are lowly. That is, they are subject to sickness and disease and aging. Would you agree? We do go over the hill. And believe me, the downward slope gets steeper all the time. And furthermore, this earthly body is subject to sin. We are not perfect. And we cannot be perfect in this earthly body. But here's the good news. The believer's earthly body is only temporary. Our future bodies will be like our Lord's glorious resurrection body that is not subject to disease and death and not subject to sin. How will this take place, you ask? Well, the end of verse 21 gives us the answer. According to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself, the power of God, which will ultimately bring the whole universe into subjection, can and will change our bodies. Well, when will this change take place? 1 Corinthians 15 informs us that it will take place when the Lord returns for his church. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The dead here would be the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible, that is, those who have died in Christ, their bodies will be raised. They will put on incorruption. And this mortal, that is, believers who are alive when the Lord returns, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. What a great future we have to look forward to. We are not going to live forever in a bodiless state. We will have permanent bodies, tangible, material bodies, but they will not be subject to sin. They will be like our Lord's glorious resurrected body. So if you're sick and suffering right now in your aging earthly body, take heart and remember the believer's earthly body is only temporary. You know, I remember sharing this truth with a group of Christian teenagers some time ago, and they got all excited about this. Most of them thought that when we died, or when the Lord returned, somehow we were going to live forever like spiritual jellyfish floating out there or something like that. And when they found out, no, we're going to have permanent glorified bodies, they got all excited. Well, we should all get all excited about this. This is fantastic truth. Right now we have lowly bodies. But remember, the believer's earthly body is only temporary. Now, what about practical application from these two verses? Practical application number one. Are we watching for the Lord on our tiptoes? Are we watching for the Lord on our tiptoes? Verse 20 says that we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The word that's used here suggests tiptoe anticipation. It's like waiting at the airport for that special friend that's been away for a long time. You watch for that person on your tiptoes. Are you watching for the Lord on your tiptoes? When you got up this morning, did you say to yourself, you know, maybe the Lord will return today? Or did you say, I wonder how my earthly things are doing today? That's a good question for all of us to ask ourselves, right? Are we watching for the Lord on our tiptoes? Practical application number two. Let's remember that our bodies are only tents. Let's remember that our bodies are only tents. A tent is a temporary dwelling place. That's the way we should view our earthly bodies. Some people, including some Christians, treat their bodies as Taj Mahals. They think of their bodies as the most wonderful things in existence. They pamper their bodies and spend lots of money on their bodies as if their bodies will last forever. That's an unbiblical view of the body. On the other hand, some people, including some Christians, treat their bodies as tombs. Oh, if I could only be rid of this terrible body, my soul is imprisoned in this tomb. Well, that's also an unbiblical view of the body. The right view of the body is that it's like a tent, a temporary dwelling place. Now, if you've ever been on a camping trip or if you've ever had a camping tent, you know that you don't treat it as the Taj Mahal and you don't treat it as a tomb. You take care of your tent. You try to get the most use out of your tent. Well, that's the way we should treat our earthly bodies. We take care of them. We try to stay fit. Notice I said we try to stay fit. We remember that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit and that the Lord has given us our earthly bodies to use for Him, for His glory. Let's take care of our bodies. They are not tombs and they are not Taj Mahals. Let's remember that our bodies are only tents.